She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Oh, God.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Oh, get rid of the cat, please, because it's going to jump on the table. It's going to knock over. Go. Beat it. No, the cat's over here. The cat's like a dog. Cat follows me around. Cat follows me around like it's a dog, because the cat likes me the best.
Okay, do you want me to
start? What?
Okay. We are rolling.
Test 1, 2. Okay.
I put all this like
makeup on?
No, I put no makeup on because I hate wearing makeup. But what?
You don't think that's makeup? People can tell you wear makeup.
I'm not wearing any makeup.
Really?
Look at my face.
No.
What am I wearing? Please tell me.
Huh?
What makeup am I wearing?
I'll tell you, you're wearing me down.
Okay. Good. You're funny today. Good.
That's all I have.
That's it. But I did try to fix my hair by taking it out of my top knot, which it's always in. And then I just put like this oil in it. And it, I thought it would like
what
smooth change? It. And it does, it just looks like I have oil in my hair. But so
I thought you were working on a car.
One of the reasons why I don't like acting is because of the makeup. It's so much makeup all the time.
I don't like
so much time spent doing makeup.
I know. I don't like it because I never get the part. That's why I don't like it. All right.
Acting is all about waiting, don't you think?
Acting is reacting. You never heard that? Acting is reacting.
I've heard it from you thousands of times.
And you never heard that from any acting
I mean,
coach?
Sarah Silverman talks about it in her
Well,
if
she talks
specials.
About it, then she's right. Sarah's right. Always right.
She said her acting teacher told her acting is reacting, reacting. And she never understood it meant reacting. She always thought it meant like acting again.
No.
Until much later in life, she suddenly had like an epiphany where she was like, oh, acting is reacting, not reacting.
Do that one more time.
Reacting.
All right. Let's get through this. Why do I have a headache a couple days in a row now? There's always one fucking body part or something going wrong. This is such a nightmare.
I think, honestly, it's because you have time to, like, really consider what's happening with your body because you're not doing a whole lot of other stuff. Like, usually you're... Like, I've thought about this so many times. Like, usually I'm completely just going from one thing to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other. There's no downtime until I go to bed. Like, you know? And this way, now you can, like, kind of feel how... your body's reacting to certain foods or, you know, you're much more aware, in tune to your body, don't you think?
I have a headache.
Yeah, right. But you would have a headache before, but you'd be like driving into New York, doing shows, talking to people. It wouldn't be...
I'm talking to somebody right now.
Right, but I'm another headache to you.
Can you move your cup over so you don't spill it on my computer, please? That's okay. You're not a headache to me.
Oh, boy, this is going to be fun.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, but it's like...
Well, I'm just telling you, I got a little headache. Maybe it's sinuses, I think. I don't know. My sinuses feel clogged. You know, a little stomach problem.
I'm saying, do you not have any opinion on what I just said?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can you let me get to it?
Oh, I didn't know you were getting to it because I saw the gum coming out. Because I think that's what people really want. It's like, is he going to get a new piece of gum in there and really get some juices going before he tells me what he thinks? I hope he doesn't respond to Bonnie until that gum gets in there.
What? I like gum.
When's the last time you had zero gum in your mouth?
All the time.
When? Like during the day, like during waking hours.
What do you think? I log
I think you take one gum out and put the other gum in. So you only have like it's a very tiny 1 to 2 seconds, maybe 10 seconds tops, where you don't have gum in your mouth.
It would be called a window. A 1 to 2 or 3 second window.
Do you
want
to argue that, or do you want to talk about the gum intake?
I want to talk about the window part.
You quit smoking how many years ago?
Like 15, I think.
15. So 15 years you've been on the gum. You have no plans to stop the gum.
Not today.
I think those like things you learn in AA are for quitting.
For what?
For quitting, not for staying addicted.
I'm marking that down.
What?
Like 3:30 to 4:30, if that was funny enough to put as a clip. But I don't, like, I'm tired of making these clips because the last clip we made last week, we didn't like and we didn't use it. And I don't do these podcasts to make a clip. I do these podcasts to carry
to
help people, carry a message.
No, that's not why we're not helping people.
Oh, we are. We're helping them get one, help them get through their day by listening to it. Ooh, answer that.
I don't want to because I don't want to
answer that.
Be negative towards our listeners, whom I have grown to love, many of them.
Why do people use the word love?
Well, because it's the reason we exist.
It's so stupid.
When people say, what's the meaning of life? It all comes down to love. And so I guess you'll never, the reason you're on this planet, you don't even accept. What do you think you're on the planet for? Just to barrel through, get to the end?
I don't fucking know.
The way you binge television? Must get it done.
Well, sometimes there's five
food,
or six
seasons.
Food,
you do the same thing. I just realized something about you. You do it with binging TV, food. Like everything for you is just, must complete. Right? You don't enjoy food.
Can you do that in marriage?
Yeah. Is that why you got, you know.
What? Is that why I got what?
Married, just to complete it.
Oh, boy, that was a real good one.
I got distracted.
What? You put lipstick on?
There is no lipstick on. I'm sorry. This is the way I look all the time.
You put lip gloss?
I did not put lip gloss on. It's possible there was residue from my hair, but I didn't put it on my lips.
I got to. Ooh. I'm a mess. I need to get outside.
Let's talk about the meaning of life. That sounds exciting.
No, why don't you talk about...
What do you think the meaning of life is? What do you think you're put on this planet for?
The meaning of life is a Monty Python movie. Did you know that? Did you ever see that movie?
Yes.
I don't remember it, but I know
it's
they have
it. It's very, very funny.
Not as funny as the other one.
Search for the Holy Grail is
the
best one.
That's the best one.
For sure.
Easily.
Can you please tell me what you think the meaning of life is without it being a movie, a Monty Python movie? I'd love to hear this. I don't know any of your philosophy on anything.
The meaning of life is to live it one day at a time and be a good person, as good as you can be, and be honest.
Honest.
And true to yourself.
That's something you need to do.
I'm very honest. I'm very honest.
Okay.
People say, Richard, what are some of your...
Do people call you Richard?
I don't know. Some people might.
Okay,
I don't
go ahead. Sorry.
They go, what is one of your better qualities in life? And I go, honesty. And then I say,
really?
Then I'll go, it's...
You lie all the time.
Then I'll go, it's the best policy.
Oh, you made that up?
Honesty is the best policy?
Yeah.
No, I've heard that before. You haven't heard that?
You're so dumb.
Why am I dumb?
Because you do this all the time where you go, you say things that everyone knows. What did you say the other day that you were like, thought you were teaching Raina and I? Oh, it's so weird. Oh, I do have a little grease on my cheek.
Is that, you sure it's grease and not a visitor? Get it?
I don't get it. What's that? Jerking off? What? I have jizz on my face?
Do you?
Is that the joke?
Yeah.
The joke is that I have jizz on my face?
That's gross.
Why a visitor? I thought you were talking about my period.
Ew. Why would that be on your face? I don't talk. That's not my kind of humor. Let's not do it.
Oh, but you'll fart on the podcast.
I have not done that ever in a long time.
Honesty is what? The best policy.
Yes.
Unless it's a...
Okay, let's
insurance policy.
Talk about the Golden Globes. You want to talk about the Golden Globes?
Sure.
Go ahead. You're like the entertainment person of this podcast.
Well, it was a bit rough to watch.
Well, they had it tough. They're doing it, you know, not
well,
together.
They overcomplicated it because one of the hosts was in L.A., one of the hosts was in New York.
Well, maybe that's how they had to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's how they chose to do it at the very least. And,
you know,
they had a lot of, it's just the whole thing about the Golden Globes or any ceremony is that you're seeing people, you know, in these like fancy dresses. It's like, it's such a weird thing because you're rewarding people who have already been rewarded much.
We talked about that, but
they've
been rewarded for hard work.
I mean, any acting is still easier than hard work. I mean, it's like it takes a lot of time. But
getting
it's
up at 5 a.m.
Right, I agree.
A lot of monotonous stuff.
You get paid very, very well.
Not all of them.
Not in the beginning, maybe.
You know,
boy,
I'm a contrarium.
A contrarium?
Yes, where you disagree and argue.
Wait, what is the last letter of that word?
Contrarium. Contrarium.
What is the last letter of the word?
M.
Okay. And you're going to stand by that?
I don't know. It sounds good. Why? What do you think it's called?
Contrarian.
Yeah. See, that's what we just said.
Oh, honesty.
What did I say? Contrarium.
To say what?
A contrarium.
Yes, but that's not the word. Contrarian.
Off by one letter. Big deal.
One letter and... I mean, you mumble the middle, so you don't know exactly what's going on in there.
I said it, contrarian. Contrarian. I'm a contrarian. Go ahead. What were you talking about?
You're a
something. Ooh, ad-libbing skills by Bonnie. You're a something. Whoa, got me.
I just got up.
All right. What do you call it? I mean...
I don't know.
You know... I don't know. We're talking about the Golden Globes. All right.
Oh, so being on Zoom, it just kind of lost a lot of its allure, you know, and it was stupid. You don't want to see these people in their natural habitats. You want to see them.
Why not? Some of them live nice and moderate, and some of them probably live, exotic, whatever the word could be. You know what I'm saying. How come my thing isn't up? My sound doesn't sound right, but go ahead. You know,
you're not even listening with headphones. How do you know what it sounds
Well, I mean,
like?
I'm looking at the lines on the thing, but now it's working.
Okay.
But, you know, some of them live moderately. Some of them live, you know, extravagant lives.
Mm-hmm.
Extravagant lives, mm-hmm. You know. So, but so do some people that work at, you know, head CEOs or fucking, you know.
Right, but we don't televise award shows for them.
No, but what are they supposed to do? Rent a hotel room or?
I don't know. I mean, I'm working on the Independent Spirit Awards, and we're trying to figure that out now. Like, how do we make this interesting and entertaining? Why are you laughing at me?
Because I brought up the Golden Globes because I knew you were going to...
Well, I mean, I felt like it slid easy. I can't just be like, oh, the Golden Globes suck, and then, oh, the Independent Spirit Awards are going to be amazing.
Does anybody watch the Independent Spirit Awards? Is it on TV?
It is on TV.
On what network?
I believe it's IFC. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's pretty good, though. IFC is pretty hip. That's for, like, hipsters. Who's hosting it? Like, David Cross or...
Melissa Villaseñor.
Oh, spell it.
I think I probably could, but she's on SNL.
That's easy to spell.
What?
SNL.
Yeah. You got your S, you got your N, and you got your L, SNL.
So, Independent Spirit Awards, is only for independent movies.
Right. Movies under $20 million.
That's pretty fucking silly.
I know.
Should be movies under $5 million.
Well,
or
that's
under three.
What one of the writers was like, is it movies under $5 million? And the guy was like, no, it's $20 million. And,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, last year I also worked on it. And the movies that won were...
But what?
It's like the biggest movies win. Do you know what I mean? It's like movies that are like 19 point blank, blank, blank
million
are the ones that win. Because also, I wonder what they're considering like the budget. Because is the marketing in the budget? Because a lot of them have much obviously bigger marketing budgets, like Nomadland, which I watched and is a good movie.
I read online someone didn't like it.
Yeah, but it's like almost a documentary.
I like the actress. What's her name? Frances
McDermott.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Somebody tweeted, it's sad that... It's upsetting that no one told Frances McDermott she was in a movie.
I don't get it. Oh,
because if you saw the movie, it's like she's acting with actors or with real people a lot. You know, they're really just being...
Oh, she's acting like she's a fucking homeless?
Yeah. I mean, when you're in a movie, you have to act the thing that you accept the part.
Oh.
You have to act it. Yeah.
But...
And in that movie, she takes a shit in a pot. Like a can.
A bucket?
A bucket, thank you. In her van. But they show it.
Oh, it's gross. They always got to show a bathroom scene. Nobody wants to see
Not
that.
On The Crown, they haven't.
Not yet, because that's classy.
Mm-hmm.
It's classy. You can just tell by the pictures hung on the walls how classy it is.
Right. People don't call them pictures, but yes.
The artwork. You can tell by the artwork mm-hmm. how classy it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell by how the queen sits how classy it is.
Have it all with the Disney Bundle. Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Watch Avatar The Way of Water and Secret Invasion on Disney Plus.
One last fight.
On Hulu, check out The Kardashians and White Man Can't Jump.
You ready?
All right.
Then, catch the NHL, UFC, and MLB on ESPN Plus. The Disney Bundle, starting at just $9.99 a month. All of these and more, now streaming. Plans with ESPN Plus starting at $12.99 a month. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
We're getting into Prince Charles.
Yep.
Prince of Wales. We watched that episode last night, and you really feel for him. I cried a little. I don't care. I didn't care two hoots about the.
I thought you cried because you ran out of your snack. I thought
I only had two snacks.
Wait, who tweeted that thing? Who said about? Gaining weight or calories at night?
Oh, it's that time of night.
Who tweeted
almost it? Bedtime where I have to eat between 2,000 and 7,000 calories. I don't remember the exact tweet. I think it was Michael Ian Black.
He's funny.
That's my life now, tweets. Here's a funny tweet, Richard. I tell him tweets. Here's something funny I came across today. And then I send Raina little pictures I find of cats doing funny things. I'm like a entertainment aggregate around here.
You know, too bad they don't put up best actors and actresses for documentaries in awards. Because, like, wouldn't like Woody Allen or Mia Farrow be up for something?
Well, I think they have best documentary.
Oh, yeah. How do you if they
but
win?
That's
who's
TV.
Saying,
that's not movies. Although the Independent
no,
Spirit Awards is
are documentaries. They make documentaries.
Yes, but Woody Allen versus Pharaoh. Ew.
What?
You just spit something out.
It was a piece of food. I went like that.
That's worse than anything Woody Allen ever did. Spitting food out just like randomly. No, that I'm saying yes, documentaries can be feature films.
Yes.
But in the case of Pharaoh versus Allen or Allen versus Pharaoh, whatever it is, it's a television program. Okay? Do you understand? It's a 4-part series.
And Woody Allen, I thought she got a bad sofa and it was Pharaoh versus Ethan Allen, the furniture
gallery.
I thought she was going after the furniture gallery. Get it?
Yeah.
Ethan Allen?
Yeah, I'll pitch it. I'll pitch it for the awards.
How come you cough at night? Not in a day, really.
This is daytime. You just cough twice.
I know, but I mean, like at night. At nighttime,
your theory holds no water. Like
no, really, at night, like when you're really coughing. How come?
Because you're laying down.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the way your lungs work. I'm not a doctor.
Well, all right. So we haven't talked about anything. For
so
real.
Did you start watching the Woody Allen thing?
No. I'm watching.
It's hard to talk about. You can't talk about it publicly because
if you take a side, then
if you are of any other opinion than the one presented, in terms of like taking Dylan Farrow's side, that's the young girl that they accused Woody Allen of molesting when she was 7.
Oh, that's gross.
If you say, oh, I mean, there is a side that believes that Mia Farrow is unhinged and was doing it to get back at Woody for dating / marrying her teenage daughter. Which is, I think if you marry someone's teenage daughter, then...
They have a gripe.
They have a gripe and you kind of got to, you know, you might get accused of sexual misconduct in other areas of your life. I don't know. You got to live with it.
Well, I mean,
but the documentary could have done better in at least pretending to present Alan's side. They don't at all. Not in the slightest. It's just straight ahead. One thing. And the other thing that kind of upsets me about the culture of today, which is,
it's only one thing that upsets you about it.
Well, I don't like that I have to be judge and jury. I tried to talk about the Chris D'Elia thing on a podcast, and they were like...
Whose podcast?
On Bennington Radio.
Uh-huh.
And they were all like, oh, I don't know the facts of the case. It's like, we used to be able to just talk about stuff without knowing the facts of anything. Do you know what I mean? We're comedians. We're pop culture. We make jokes. We like talk about things that are happening. But now you have to be a lawyer and have all the facts of the case at your disposal before you talk about anything. It's like, are we supposed to really know the truth about anything? Do you know what I mean?
Well, about some things you want to know the truth.
Well, let's say like the Chris D'Elia thing and I, you know, was saying some jokes about it. And, you know, no one would enter into the conversation with me because people are afraid that they're going to get in trouble. Like now, if people will come after you, you don't know all the facts, and then you'll get in trouble, quote unquote, if you... You know, but why am I supposed to know everything about everyone? Do you know what I mean? Like why can't I say like, well, I love Woody Allen movies and I'm going to continue to watch Woody Allen movies. And people are like, you're a monster. How dare you?
No, they're saying that because of you're a monster.
But that's a separate thing you're saying.
But you can't. What you're saying is, why can't you have an opinion anymore?
Well, why can't you have an uninformed opinion? Why can't you have just like some deep gut feelings about stuff and say them out loud? I mean, it's so weird. It's like, you know.
Well, didn't some guy get fired from The Bachelor for...
For basically not...
For not
throwing the one contestant under the bus. He was the one who got fired.
Not being a snitch, basically.
Well, no, I mean, he didn't have to say anything at all. That's the point. The safest thing is to not say anything at all.
That's what I said.
Ever, with any opinion. But what happens is then the opinions that are supposedly correct, they take on a whole new life. So they go unabated. And it's like, well, we're supposed to always be... having checks and balances. Oh, this guy has a thought I never thought of before. Oh, this could get ugly in this way we haven't thought of before, you know? But I don't know. I hate talking about cancel culture because I don't even 100% believe that it's true. Well, like, I just think like people push back, but...
Well, I'm burning all my Dr. Seuss books since he said he was bigger than Jesus. I'm going to burn them.
Is that a joke?
You don't remember when the Beatles said we're big?
I don't remember, no, but I know that that happened.
What, with the Beatles?
Yes. Yeah.
And all the people were burning their albums, and now Dr. Seuss, they say some of those books are offensive. Or
well, it's weird because it's like the world wants to erase the past or redefine it, which on certain things I actually agree with. But on the other hand, it's like, well, it's like, let's have an unvarnished look at what used to happen, how it used to be, you know? Mm-hmm. It is crazy when you look, like, we watched Judas and the Black Messiah, and then we watched...
Which one was that? Oh, was that about the Black Panthers?
Yeah.
That was good.
And then the one about Billie Holiday.
Yeah, that was good, too.
And it's just like...
I think she sang all those songs herself.
Oh, that actress?
Yeah.
She won the Golden Globe.
I think she sang the songs.
But my point is that when you look back on it, it is crazy. It's so hard to wrap your brain around that people used to think like that. That
people still think like that.
One night in Miami, remember the guy goes, he's like loving that football player.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't let him in
the
house.
He goes, oh, let me come help you move something. And the guy goes, oh, I don't let bad word into the house. It's like,
Well,
if I was that actor, I wouldn't even say it. Because you know, like, in 3 years, they're going to cancel anybody who even just said it in a movie.
That was Bo Bridges.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, wait, was it Bo or the other
one? It was
Bo. It was Bo?
It was Bo.
Not Jeff?
Not Jeff.
Bo.
Bo.
But
you're like, wow, like how crazy is it that people thought that way?
People still think that way.
But not really. People think that way in a way of that's angry. They thought that way in just like a normal everyday, like, well, that's just how it is. People who think that way now, people who think that way now are like really angry about their own station in life, I think.
Yeah, but it's just different racism or... anti-anything is just...
Like people pretended they were good people and they thought that way.
Well, you know.
Remember like Billie Holiday couldn't take an elevator? Billie fucking Holiday.
They're hard to work.
Billie motherfucking Holiday.
I know.
Had to take a service elevator. It's like, it's hard to wrap your brain around.
I know. What if she was a guest at that hotel?
Well, she was with a guest at that hotel.
I know.
Tallulah Bankhead.
Yep. From Orange is the New Black.
Tallulah.
What's her name?
I don't remember that actress's name.
Okay.
Anyway.
We're at 26 minutes. We still haven't said anything.
We haven't? Day... I thought we've gone through a lot. We actually had to me, this is a pretty good podcast.
One of these days.
It's not just fighting.
One of these days, I'll do a podcast where I feel 100% well. Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm. I want that for you.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is only one shot.
73% of efficacy.
Every other vaccine is two shots. Johnson & Johnson's one shot. So.
Did you read about Tim Allen?
No, what? I don't read.
I guess he said on... Mark Maron's podcast that he liked that people were angry at Trump, or that Trump made people angry.
What are you talking about? He's a Trump guy?
I mean, I guess he didn't say he was a Trump guy. He was more like kind of like, I enjoy that kind of, I didn't hear it. I just read it, that he said that he enjoyed that Trump made people angry and people really, you know, it's like they came out in full force against him. Tim Allen.
He doesn't care anymore. He's a multimillionaire that's not really doing anything. He has a couple new shows. Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I was at the...
But I think like too that like you know, I got, again, it's like that thing like you can't, it's so weird. You can't say things. You have to be so careful.
That's why.
But don't you want to know where Tim Allen stands? I do. He could be a dangerous force in our political system.
I remember at the Improv one night, he was ready to go on.
Remember I guess he didn't do it. Right in front of him.
You did?
Yes.
Hard?
Yes. I didn't mean to do it so hard. I was being funny.
I don't remember. He was a wreck before he went on. But why did you slap me? Did he say anything?
Yeah, I don't know. We were being funny. We were being silly. You said something. You probably called me dumb or something, and I slapped you, but I was I was trying to be funny, but I heard it go smack.
Did I have an orgasm?
And then you immediately pulled down your pants and start jerking off.
Well, And did Mark Maron call him out or say anything, you know, like?
No, then they said, and Mark Maron didn't. So then Mark Maron's in trouble because Mark Maron doesn't push back on his guest. But what's Mark Maron supposed to do? Be like, go fuck yourself. Yeah, How dare you talk about Trump on this podcast?
That's what
it's like. Whether he says it out loud or not, he still believes it. So let's hear it.
Mark Maron's smart because why would he? He wants to get listeners. He wants to be neutral, you know, and let the person speak. He's not.
Right. Let people speak. Let's hear what they have to say. Let's hear, even if it's not what we believe. Don't you want to know what other people believe? I do.
Depends what person.
Not you.
You don't want to know what I believe?
No, I want you to believe what I believe.
I believe in miracles. That's a song.
What is, this what this?
That's all I got, because I'm thinking of all my ailments right now.
I know, I was going to say, is this like?
I keep thinking of my
one
headache,
of your symptoms?
My stomach is killing me. I'm just falling apart. I guess maybe being in the house so long and like fucking just trying to figure out what to do. You know, when I'm on season 4 of Madam Secretary, what happened?
You've watched too many of those political shows.
It's pretty good.
I tried to watch one last night with you. If you dip into anybody else's series halfway through, it seems so dumb. Just so ridiculous. It seemed like children wrote it. And I'm sure it's a good show. I'm not.
It's a great show.
But
I mean,
you can't start in the middle of a series. It just seems too dumb.
The problem is she does solve like fucking 9 out of 10 problems. I mean, you can't
solve
everything.
But also it seems overly dramatic.
I don't know about how just solving 2 problems every episode. I mean, it seems crazy.
But she does it.
She does it. That's why.
Well, she was there was a woman crying about something and then she kept looking very somberly. It was just like so dramatic.
She's a good actress.
I think she's very pretty and very good actress.
I don't judge.
I've always liked Tia Leone.
I don't judge people on how they look. I judge them on their performance.
Mm. Oh my God, you're really suffering.
I'm suffering.
I'm sorry.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
I wanted to talk about something, but now I can't remember. What was it you were telling Rain and I last night? And we were like, we know that.
I don't know. Write them down. Write this stuff down.
Oh, God.
The fuck am I supposed to know everything?
Well, we don't expect you to know anything.
Ooh, this just took a real fucking dive, this podcast.
I'm trying, at least.
I know.
I'm trying to keep upbeat personality.
I'm trying to feed you stuff.
Are you? Because it doesn't seem like it. You're just sitting there. Every time you put your hand up, I realize how short your fingers are. It is weird. It's like a handicap. No, put them up. Own it. Come on.
Leave me alone. You're like a radio listener.
No, I'm not.
You're a troll.
I want to see it. It's weird. It's like, they're like cartoon hands.
Oh, really?
Let me see them. Why would you get upset? You've had them your whole life. You haven't come to terms with it yet.
That'd be funny if I smacked
you. How big does
your
cock look in those hands, though? There's always a silver lining.
That's real good. That's what you want the kids to hear, that kind of talk.
You just said, is there cum on your face?
That was the past. I'm different now.
Oh, you listening and learning?
What can we talk about? Come on, there's people listening.
There they are.
Who?
Oh. Stop hiding them.
They're not, I got big hands. They're not that small.
They don't look that small on them, but put them on your face like that. They
whatever.
They're cute. They're like little sausage fingers. Oh, what do they call them? Turtle hands.
Turtle feet.
Oh, turtle
feet. Turtles don't have hands.
Oh.
Turtles feet, turtle feet.
Okay. Thank you.
Jesus, get the insult right.
Ugh, I don't know what I'm doing. All right, let's wrap it up. You got about probably 20 minutes of shit you got to promote.
No. I'm not into promoting anymore.
Well, let's go over some of it. You're depressed.
I'm not depressed. I don't feel well.
Mm-hmm.
every day of this dumb thing, even when I work, it's just not real. Like, work, you know what I mean? It's not like...
It's just a one-off.
Yeah, some either a private show or, you know, a room that's one quarter full or whatever. Or, you know, I'm driving to Connecticut Saturday. I'm doing two shows, and the maximum is 25 people a show. Why am I doing it? I mean, I'll make, $1,000 or whatever. I mean, still for one night, $1,000 is decent money. Don't get me wrong. But I'm driving all the way up there. It's not like you're creating a bunch of new material, you know. And next week I got to do this Zoom show that I'm not looking forward
What's
to.
What's that?
I don't know. One of those Zoom things.
Nowhere Comedy Club?
Yeah, how'd you know?
I thought I heard you talking on the phone, because when they asked me to do it, you told me not to do it.
Yeah, I know. And then...
And then I heard you doing, like...
Yeah.
Making a deal. What? You're so horrible.
Well, I changed my opinion. I didn't know... what's it called? Nowhere Comedy Club? Mm-hmm. Next Friday night. You know, and listen... We do Zoom meetings or talk with Zoom friends on Zoom, which is easier. We did a Zoom thing where we were being funny a couple times. I just never did a Zoom
Stop
show.
Stop doing that.
Sorry.
Why do you keep spitting just in out into the air?
It's not. It was food. It was a piece of food.
Oh, is that better? How is that an excuse? It's disgusting. Why would you do it?
I don't know. I like hearing the noise. I like watching it fly across the room.
It's gross.
It is gross. I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to deny it.
Well, why do you keep doing it?
I did it twice. Don't say keep doing it.
Well, twice.
Go. Why'd you do that again? Keep doing it would mean a lot.
I'm going to just free bleed around the house, and then I'm going to do it twice. And then when you say stop doing it, I'm going to go, why? I only did it twice.
What's free bleed?
When you don't wear a tampon.
I know. What were we talking about?
You were talking about...
Oh, the Zoom show. Yeah. I mean, some comics have been doing them from the beginning, and they're probably great at them. They have it down. I'm not worried about it. You know, I mean, if I don't get an... I'm sure we'll get a lot of people. What's it called again? Nowhere Comedy? Next Friday night. Oh, no, not... No, the 26th. No, wait, next week. I don't know what night. Yeah, next week, I think. The 12th or something? What's today's date?
Oh. The 3rd?
Yeah, so not this Friday, the following Friday. Nowhere Comedy. Then, I don't know, richvoss.com. My dates are up on there. But I don't know. I guess because when we stopped, we were doing that tour and selling 1,000 tickets and just so much energy and being with your friends and backstage, you know, big fucking layout of fucking food and doing a Q&A after the show and Bennington hosting that. And then me hosting the show with Florentine, Bobby, and Bennington. I mean, you know, you go from doing 1,000 seats to, oh, fuck. Oh, I got two shows, 25 people a show. Like, you know, and it's part of my fault, too, for not booking anywhere, you know, that I have to get on a plane. Because I'm still not ready. I'm getting on a plane the end of April, but I should have a vaccine by then. Do you think I'm having an aneurysm in my head? What is that? What are the effects of that?
Oops.
That doesn't last 3 days.
I just fucked up the...
Oh, that's all right. Turn that off. We're done. Hold on.
Now we're going to do something great.
We're not going to do anything great. There was nothing funny in that. That we can't even really make a clip out of it. Can we? Who cares? You do. You love those clips, don't you?
I mean, I don't have anything else to put on my Instagram.
Go, you know, the cat doing stuff, or look outside, the birds are coming back. I enjoy
it. We got famous people that like them.
Oh.
And that makes me feel like I'm part of showbiz.
Well.
This is as good as I could get. This is it for me.
All right. Well, listen, I think we said a lot on this podcast. All right.
You're so dumb.
What?
You're the worst.
What do you, listen, what do you want from me?
I don't know.
Say goodbye.
Oops.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
Why do you keep farting?
I did it.
Oh. I promise the next one will be fucking great.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.